29 inches of carcass length and 6 tenths of an inch or less of bang bang.
Thank you, Tina. I'll be right there.
If all the lonely people got together with all the other lonely people,
sometimes I feel so lonely.
So do I, my dear.
And just then, did you hear something? I thought I heard a knock on the door.
I did too, dear. I'll open it.
On the doorstep, the old woman saw a tiny basket.
What is it, my dear?
It's a baby. A baby mouse.
Silly red men, they all get wussy. I ain't alive, so they come around. Got no money, listed hurried. They should take a look at me. Tax they men, they all vouch share it. Live vain home when the weather's sleep. Trouble, bother, fluff my life free. That's the best way I have found.
Thank you.
I'm just going to take a little rest.
I'm going to do everything myself.
And now, a word from Arthur Godhead about pollution.
Hello, this is Arthur Godhead. I want to talk to you about water pollution. Even household detergents and pre-soaks contribute to water pollution in a small way. All of them do, not just Axiom. I'm proud to say that the makers of Axiom are well aware of this and are trying to improve the situation. Axiom is still the best pollutant, and one day it will be even better. Remember, Axiom has killed more fishes than all the other pre-soaks put together. Stay with it.
The question at issue is not whether Johnson's war becomes Nixon's war. The question is, how can we win?
For some weeks, there was no sign that the infant was anything but an ordinary baby mouse.
Lance, what are you doing in there?
Get off my back, will you, Gladys?
Per acre corn production was just.
Yes, it's America.
Hey, you guys!
And now, from coast to coast, from house to house, down your street, those flat-faced, slant-eyed commies will come marching, line after line.
Little Susie just come out of school. Would you like to come over to my house and have some candy? Here, let me carry your books.
Mr. Krupnagel, how dare you? Keep your hands off me.
My golly, gee whiz, it's Mrs. Quince. I didn't know it was you. I thought it was your 7-year-old daughter, Susie.
Well, everyone makes the same mistake, even my husband.
And it's not surprising because Mrs. Ermentine Quince of Camel Camp, North Dakota, uses the Nivory Soap 7-Day Beauty Plan. Isn't that right, Mrs. Quince?
Yes, I certainly do. First, I go out and get a cinder block, grind it up, and rub it on my face for a good half hour. Then I take the brush I use to scrub the kitchen floor, boil it for a few minutes, and use it to work those rich, ivory suds into my face. And then a quick rinse with some club soda.
And that's all there is to it. Just try Nivory's beauty treatment at your own home and watch it work for you. Soon you'll find that you look as young as your children.
Daddy, why do you want me to put the leg irons on? Mommy usually does that.
To a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today, at home, because I will stop.
So from Ocean View, Kansas,
to Prairie City, New Jersey,
you've been doing
Techie Time.
This week produced by
Peter Zanger
and David Rapkin.
So be sure to tune in next week
for another dose of
Techie Time.
This has been a wrap. Zang Stereo Productions.